Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The first papal visit to Cuba in more than a decade is seen as a chance to revitalize the faith and the 10% of the population that are practicing Catholics. Also as an opportunity to accelerate reforms in the communist country. Pope Benedict XVI celebrated Mass today before 200,000 people in Santiago. Later, he travels to Havana for private talks with President Raul Castro and another Mass tomorrow. We want to hear more. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports on the state of the Catholic Church in Cuba.
It's early morning in a tumble-down back street of old Havana, and this is a breakfast club, courtesy of the Catholic Church. It's busy reinserting itself in the community here after 40 years of state atheism. In a communist country where almost everything is controlled by the state, the church now runs dozens of charity projects like this. We're not trying to compete with the government, the man in charge tells me. We're just here to help.
With the music now on, the children are tucking into fresh bread rolls and big plastic yellow cups full of milk. It's a breakfast many of them wouldn't get if they didn't come here to the church before going to school.
Just outside Havana, beyond the main city prison, is a smart, modern seminary. It's the first new church building permitted since the revolution, when religious schools were taken over and many priests fled. 52 young men are now studying here, and one, Fernando Esteban, told me things in Cuba have really changed.
I know that was difficult for many things, the school, the university, the work. People said, or being teacher in the school or be Catholic. But now it's a different thing, because now you can be Catholic and you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer. It's not a problem like 40 years ago.
Out here in the middle of the countryside, this is certainly a tranquil setting for the new seminary. When this place was inaugurated in November 2010, President Raul Castro came to take part in the ceremony. It was a powerful symbol of the new and the improved relationship between the church and the communist state. But there are people who ask whether the church is using its unique position and its growing influence here as it should.
Because whilst Cubans are now free to worship, other human rights, like free assembly, are tightly restricted. Every Sunday, the ladies in white gather for Mass. Then, after this prayer, they file along the avenue in silent protest. Finally, facing the church, they shout for freedom.
Libertad! 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 Libertad!
The marches began when their husbands were imprisoned for their political views. The men were freed in 2010 after the cardinal's intervention. But Amnesty International has since reported a sharp rise in the short-term detentions of dissidents. And last week, dozens of the ladies in white were rounded up by police. Berta Soler was one of them, and she says the church should do more to help.
The government told us we're not allowed to go to Mass with the Pope. The Catholic Church has a social doctrine which protects the marginalized and the suffering, but the cardinal is totally silent about all the abuses that the Cuban government is committing against the people.
Church leaders can point to their previous success with the prisoners through quiet diplomacy. But after so long on the margins themselves, they are wary of any direct challenge to the regime here. Monsignor Alfredo Petit is the auxiliary bishop of Havana.
It is not a political point. It is not a rival of the government. No. The church will not be a flag of justice. No, no, no. It is not.
Why not?
Our role is another one. We are not here for defending the human rights in the first place. We are here to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That will be clear.
And in Cuba, even that isn't easy. Priests say their services are closely monitored, intelligence officers mingling with the congregation. The last time a pope visited this island, many of its vast churches were almost empty. The church Pope Benedict will encounter this week is much stronger, but it is cautious. Not entirely secure.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Cuba.